Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Taking a look at our storm potential for Friday, we are now under a WRAL weather alert day. We have our best chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, but I'll go over the timeline for the whole day coming up.
And UNC Chapel Hill preparing for former Vice President Mike Pence as he is expected to speak today. Coming up, we're going to tell you why experts think he'll be here.
And the summer travel rush is almost here. We'll tell you about the steps RDU is taking to make sure your flights run smoothly. Everybody likes that, right? You get to the airport, everything's smooth, going according to plan. We're going to help you do that. We'll tell you about it. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It looks like a great day to travel.
It does.
If that's what your plans are, if you're just sitting tight here with us, we're glad you're making us part of your routine. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. Blue skies over Lewisburg.
Yeah, finding a little bit of sunshine in a few places. A lot of folks are seeing some cloud cover this morning, and we'll see that on and off during the day today, but I just thought this was a beautiful look here as we take a live look in Lewisburg. Around the Triangle, temperatures are in the mid-50s right now, and we're looking at 40s and 50s as you're stepping out the door. We'll roll future cast between 9 and lunchtime, and you can see some nice holes in the clouds. I think once we get past noon, we begin to see those clouds really thickening up. We actually have a disturbance that will swing through this evening. You can see here at 5 o'clock some showers from Durham and Raleigh south and west, and those continue to push across the area during the evening all the way through around midnight or so. It's 41 in Roxboro and 46 in South Hill. Those are our cool spots. We dropped into the 30s earlier this morning in Roxboro. It's 53 in Southern Pines and in Rocky Mount and Wilson. Hour by hour, again, variably cloudy up through lunchtime, clouding up this afternoon. We'll see a high of 72, and we'll be dealing with some isolated showers during the evening commute and beyond. Again, first thing this morning, the Storm Prediction Center put us under a level one risk for severe storms. Damaging winds are possible. We could also see some flash flooding. Weather alert day for Friday. Friday looks like the best chance of rain, of course, during the day. The best chance of severe storms would be during the afternoon. Saturday looks a little drier, but I'm tracking the potential for some more storms on Sunday. I'll show you that coming up. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now. We've been tracking delays on 40 westbound in West Raleigh. A disabled vehicle on 40 westbound right around the Harrison Avenue interchange there in the distance. It's over in the right shoulder. It was in the median creating these big backups here. As we take a look at the latest sensor readings, it's starting to improve on the south side of Raleigh. The backups begin around the South Saunders Street interchange on 40 westbound, looking at about a 5-minute delay as you head out toward US 1. Then from US 1 to Wade Avenue, about 3 minutes of backups, and we're down to about a 2-minute delay on 40 westbound between Wade Avenue and 540. Most of that confined to the area between Wade and Harrison Avenue. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, that earlier crash at Wilmington Street at Rush Street has cleared in the past couple of minutes. We're still tracking some delays on outbound Wade Avenue related to those backups on 40 westbound. A pretty solid delay from 440 out to the I-40 merge, so allow some extra time as you head through there. Also on the north side of Raleigh, getting reports of a crash at Falls of Neuse Road at Honeycutt Road, seeing some delays, especially on that southbound side of Falls of Neuse Road. Taking a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now, we're picking up some backups coming in from Knightdale on 87 south. Southbound, about a 17-minute delay there. We are seeing some backups on 440 westbound as well, contributing to at least some of those delays on that inbound side of the Knightdale bypass. Out of Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, an 11-minute delay, but this stands out. 40 westbound coming in from Cleveland around the Clayton bypass. No delays this morning. They have opened all of those new lanes on I-40 westbound, and that usual bottleneck that we've been dealing with for more than 15 years is all gone today.
It's a new day out there, Brian. That is great to see. And great to see this cleared. Now, Martin Luther King Parkway in Durham is clear once again after a crash overnight. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there at the scene just before 3:30 this morning. Police say a driver ran a red light and crashed into another car and flipped it onto its side. No reports of any serious injuries.
And stoplights are working again this morning at a busy intersection in Raleigh after a driver crashed and knocked it out overnight. It happened just before midnight at Lewisburg and Fox Road. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there as crews repaired that damage. Police say a driver did not yield when turning and went off the road to avoid another car. The vehicle hit a power box, knocking out the light. Thankfully, no one was hurt.
This morning, big crowds are expected at UNC Chapel Hill during a visit from former Vice President Mike Pence. This visit comes as expectations rise for Pence to run for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. WRL's Naya Harden explains what's happening on campus today.
The former vice president is going to be speaking at the student union tonight at 7 o'clock. But before he arrives, people plan to protest. Several organizations and the UNC Chapel Hill Young Democrats plan to protest Pence's appearance. The former vice president, who has not announced he's running for president, will speak on what he calls saving America from the woke left. He'll also do a Q&A. The event comes just one day after President Biden announced he's running for re-election. It's being sponsored by Young America's Foundation. Experts believe the former vice president's timing shows he's trying to find out where he can pull core supporters.
Older Republicans have tended to support former President Trump. We know he's a candidate for the nomination, as are a couple of other Republicans. So I think Mike Pence is trying to find a lane to get the nomination. And if he gets great support on college campuses and elsewhere, he might declare his candidacy. If not, he may say it's not worth his time.
The event is free and open to the public tonight. You do have to get a ticket to be able to at least try to get in. Organizers say it's possible you may not get inside, even if you do have a ticket. And we will be covering this throughout the day on WRAL News as well as the news app. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Chapel Hill.
A lawsuit filed by the parents of the 11-year-old girl who died in a crash at the Raleigh Christmas Parade is revealing new details about what happened that day. Haley Brooks' parents are suing the driver of the truck that hit her, as well as multiple companies involved in the parade. The lawsuit alleges the driver, 20-year-old Landon Glass, was aware his emergency brakes were not working. It also claims he did not have a commercial license and that his truck would not pass safety inspections. It also alleges that he was driving on only 5 hours of sleep. The lawsuit also names the dance company Haley was performing with, as well as the float company and the city organizations that put on the parade.
Attorneys for a woman who is accusing former President Trump of raping her more than 25 years ago will begin presenting their case today. A Manhattan judge chose 6 men and 3 women to serve the jury for this case. E. Jean Carroll's attorneys will open the trial today with witness testimony. The magazine writer says Trump raped her at a New York City department store in 1996. Trump calls the allegations a con job and a hoax.
New flights and new dining options are coming to RDU heading into the busy summer travel season. And WRAL's Laura Levine is live at the airport with the changes. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Michelle. Listen to this. More than 1.1 million people flew through RDU in the month of March, and that's a 23% increase compared to March of last year. So as we begin to see that traffic pick up here at the airport, more people taking to the skies, RDU has a lot of big changes underway. RDU now has more travel options with the addition of 4 new airlines and 20 new destinations. Avelo and Breezeway has also added more nonstop flights, and Frontier is expanding its flight schedule. A spokesperson tells me the airport has invested in people and infrastructure, like hiring more guest experience ambassadors to assist passengers in the terminals and expanding the security checkpoint in the busiest terminal to keep up with increased demand. And if you take a look behind me here, you'll see coming soon signs here where one unit was previously a Starbucks. Now they're bringing in a local coffee shop, BU Cafe. Coming this summer, RDU plans to bring a total of 10 different dining concepts to the airport. So a lot to look forward to here. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live at RDU.
And speaking of RDU, it's the second and final day for a TSA hiring event there. The agency is holding a recruiting event for full-time and part-time positions. It's at the DoubleTree by Hilton Raleigh Durham Airport at RTP. You can stop by between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. The current starting hourly rate for positions is $18.38, and candidates are required to have 2 valid forms of state or federal identification.
Hurricanes fans will have to wait until Friday night for another chance to see the team advance in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Canes, well, they fell short in their chance to clinch the first round series. It's so hard to close teams out. The Islanders staved off elimination, came into Raleigh and left with a 3-2 win in Game 5. Canes have a 3-2 lead in the best of 7 series, though, and Game 6 is back in New York Friday night. Alec Baldwin wants to tell his side when it comes to the shooting on the set of the movie Rust. What we've learned about the documentary he plans to make.
Plus, there's a push to provide better mental health treatment here in North Carolina. We'll break down a funding proposal by a group of lawmakers that would address areas of concern.
And new this morning, we have a WRAL weather alert day for Friday. I'll walk you through the timeline of the storms, and we'll also check in on Sunday, which could bring us some thunderstorms as well.
Welcome back. This is a live look at Fayetteville this morning. No rain. We're seeing a couple clouds in the sky, but starting off a beautiful Wednesday for you. You're watching WRAL News, available on Hulu and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. Today will be nice, a little cloudy, but that's okay. Temperatures will feel good. Friday is what we have to worry about, Elizabeth. That's the WRAL Weather Alert Day.
We've been watching Friday for several days now, knowing that we'd have that chance for thunderstorms. First thing this morning, the Storm Prediction Center put us under a level one risk for severe storms. So we do have a WRAL Weather Alert Day. We're looking at the potential for damaging winds and flash flooding as we see this rain moving in. Some of that could be heavy at times. If you remember the timeline for Saturday, we started in the morning with some rain and some scattered thunderstorms embedded, and then we had another round of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, and that's where we had most of the severe potential. And we'll see the exact same thing. So a few isolated storms in the morning, and then a better chance for storms in the afternoon that could produce damaging winds and hail, and looking at 1 to 2 inches of rain, which normally wouldn't produce flooding, but because our ground is so saturated, we're currently on track for the second wettest April on record since 1945. So it's definitely been wet. We have a disturbance that's going to swing through this evening that's going to bring us some light showers and then a little bit of light patchy rain on Thursday. But this is the front that'll come through to bring us the potential for storms on Friday. Here's a look at futurecast for today. We're starting to cloud up a little bit, but around lunchtime, it looks like we'll have a few breaks in the clouds here and there. And then by 5 o'clock, here's a look at where we could see some showers from Durham and Raleigh back down to the south and west. Those will continue to slide across our area this evening and overnight. But by Thursday morning, we're fairly dry. Here's 4 a.m. You can see a few light sprinkles. There could be a sprinkle or a shower really at any point on Thursday. There's lunchtime and on into the afternoon, a couple showers show up. But Friday morning, it's more likely that we'll end up with that potential for some scattered showers. And of course, we'll be looking at that as we head through Friday. We're looking at that potential for some scattered showers in the morning and that chance for some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high temperatures are going to be mild, looking at 70s all the way through Tuesday, but our WRAL weather alert day is Friday. Saturday is continuing to trend drier. We do have a 20% chance of rain in our forecast on Saturday, so a few isolated showers, but if you have outdoor plans on Saturday, I think you'll be able to get most of that in. Watching Sunday, Sunday is going to be a separate system. Another front comes in on Sunday. Over the last 24 to 48 hours, the timing of that has been trending later and later. So at this point, it could be pretty late in the afternoon or evening before we start to see some of those storms on Sunday. But we have the potential for another WRAL weather alert day. We're watching that for Sunday. Right now, Monday and Tuesday look nice and dry, but turning a little cooler by the middle of next week. Brian?
We're still dealing with some lingering delays on 40 westbound through Raleigh. We had an earlier disabled vehicle right around Harrison Avenue. This is the camera back at Gorman Street, and you can see some of that westbound traffic still pretty slow out there. Taking a look at the latest sensor readings, about a 3-minute delay on the south side of Raleigh along 40 westbound from 440 out to US 1. Then from US 1 to Wade Avenue, you're going to run into about 3 minutes of backups. Once you hit Wade Avenue out to 540, about a 2-minute delay. Also related to that, we're still seeing some pretty heavy outbound delays on Wade Avenue, beginning around 440 through Blue Ridge and Edwards Mill Road out to the I-40 merge there. So allow some extra time this morning as they work to get all of that clear. On the north side of Raleigh, a crash reported at the intersection of Falls of Neuse Road at Honeycutt Road. Still seeing some delays on some of the sensors there, especially along the southbound side of Falls of Neuse Road. Getting an update on those major approaches into Raleigh, still looking at an 11-minute delay as you come in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. A 3-minute backup on southbound 87 coming in from Knightdale, looking a lot better there, and the delays on 440 westbound have cleared up and still looking good coming in from Johnston County with those newly opened lanes on I-40 around the Clayton Bypass. Just a 1-minute backup.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, an example of why our state's Move Over Law is so important in terms of protecting our first responders. Take a look at what happened to this police officer in New Jersey. He was just trying to help this man whose car had broken down. You can see that car came just flying in, hitting the police officer as well as the cruiser, the disabled vehicle. The driver wasn't hit, but take a look at it again. You see it right here. That driver loses control somehow and just comes careening in. And as you can see, the driver keeps going, but eventually officers were able to catch up with that driver, the 52-year-old woman. She's been charged with second-degree aggravated assault on a police officer. Again, a move over law. If you see a first responder, move over one lane, but if nothing else, at least slow down as you're passing through that emergency.
No doubt. What an example there. I'm glad he's okay. A cold case in Lenoir County is going back 22 years now, and it's reopened. The Lenoir County Sheriff's Office says it's investigating the case of Tamika Pridgen. Pridgen was reported missing from her home in LaGrange in 2001 and hasn't been found. She was 16 years old when she vanished. The Sheriff's Office and SBI have worked this case, but no arrests have ever been made. If you know anything about the case, you can contact the Sheriff's Office.
Officers are investigating a deadly crash involving a motorcycle and an ambulance in Johnston County. This was the scene when the WRL breaking news tracker arrived at Barbour Road and Laurel Wood Drive in Smithfield. We're told the two vehicles hit head on just before 5 o'clock last night. You can see the motorcycle underneath the ambulance. The victim's name has not been released.
New this morning, the father of the University of Georgia football player killed in a car crash says he plans to file a wrongful death lawsuit against the university. Devin Willock and recruiting analyst Chandler LaCroix died earlier this year in a crash that happened hours after a championship parade in Athens, Georgia. LaCroix had been speeding through downtown Athens in an SUV leased by the school and racing against a former UGA star. She also had a blood alcohol concentration level twice the legal limit at the time of the crash.
I'm mad. I'm angry about that. Very angry. I just think it's crazy because, I know my son, and he trusts that girl to take him home safely.
Devin's father, Dave Willock, says he intends to sue for $2 million. His attorneys argue that the University of Georgia bears responsibility for the SUV crash that killed Devin.
Raleigh police hope that new surveillance photos can help them catch a bank robbery suspect. They say the man you see here in the photo stole money from the state employees' credit union on Corporation Parkway. Sky 5 flew over that crime scene last Friday. Police don't believe he used a weapon or threatened any violence. They tell us the suspect was last seen driving a dark-colored Dodge Chrysler minivan. If you recognize him, call police.
New this morning, video captures the moments that are dramatic when a tornado touched down in Colorado. Check it out. You can see it here off in the distance. Well, look at that. The National Weather Service says this happened in a Denver suburb Tuesday afternoon. You can see it from the airport there. In fact, flights had to be grounded for a short time because of it. Operations have since resumed, but this is the first reported tornado in Colorado this year.
Closing sales start today at Bed Bath & Beyond, and that means if you are holding on to those coupons, they have officially expired. But here are some dates you need to keep in mind when shopping over the next several days and weeks. Bed Bath & Beyond says customers have until May 8th to use gift cards. Also, if you're part of the Welcome Rewards program, you'll be able to redeem the frequent shopper points through May 15th. And here's something else to keep in mind. Any items purchased before today, they can be returned through May 24th, but anything you buy today and until the stores close are all final sales. You can read more about the store closings online on WREL.com and search Bed Bath & Beyond.
New research shows some sleep aid gummies may have dangerous amounts of melatonin in them. Researchers tested 25 different melatonin gummies and found 88% were labeled inaccurately. One of the products actually had almost 350% more melatonin than what was listed on the label. Experts say taking high levels of that hormone could be dangerous and have side effects.
North Carolina has lagged in mental health treatment for years. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are trying to change that. Lawmakers unveiled a plan yesterday for how they would spend extra funding the state will get for expanding Medicaid. Among it, $225 million would be allocated to improving access to behavioral health services. $200 million would go to building a statewide behavioral health crisis system, and $50 million would go to telehealth programs and a centralized bed registry.
This is a good day that we have $1 billion, that's with a B, to spend on mental health and substance use disorders.
The funding for Medicaid expansion is a one-time only bonus. Another source of funding would have to be secured for the more successful initiatives. Alec Baldwin is working on a documentary about the fatal shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Up until last week, Baldwin was facing involuntary manslaughter charges in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. And now a source close to Baldwin says he and Oscar-nominated documentary filmmaker Rory Kennedy are collaborating on this documentary. It was reported by Variety last year that Matthew Hutchins, Helena's husband, was also working on a documentary about the incident.
Finishing touches are being rolled out at the site of this year's NFL draft. We have some new behind-the-scenes video from Kansas City, Missouri, where you can see the fresh 6,000 feet of red carpet already set up. The big stage in front of Union Station will house those NFL prospects and also serve as a location for team selections to take place. The green room is also complete. That's where the players will wait for that dream-come-true phone call to come in from one NFL team. Be sure to join us for a special edition of WRL's 7 p.m. News Thursday. Along with Kansas City, WRL will be in Charlotte for the Panthers team party. All of that ahead of the draft, which starts Thursday night at 8. A road rage incident on NC State's campus. Coming up, we have a description of the car police say intentionally hit a motorcyclist.
And the Carolina Hurricanes regrouping after that loss.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. A nice day today, but we are talking about Friday. We are under a level one risk. It's a WRAL weather alert day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner walks us through what we can expect.
First thing this morning, we went under a level one risk for severe storms for Friday. So yes, we are under a WRAL weather alert day. Damaging winds are possible. We're likely to see at least a chance of some flooding as well with some heavy rain with these storms. Taking a live look at Apex this morning, a good bit of cloud cover out there. We're going to see a mix of sun and clouds as we get through the day. It's 46 in Lewisburg, 55 in Irwin, 46 in South Hill. So we're mid-40s to mid-50s heading out the door. If you're about to walk the dog, you probably need a jacket. But this afternoon, we warm up to 72. Walking the dog this evening, though, we'll be dealing with a few scattered showers. Brian?
Watching some congestion building on the northbound side of 885 heading away from I-40 up toward TW Alexander Drive. We also have some lingering delays in West Raleigh with an earlier disabled vehicle on 40 westbound around Harrison Avenue, especially on that outbound side of Wade Avenue. It's pretty slow from 440 out to the I-40 merge. Biggest story, though, this morning, good news for drivers in Johnston County. All of the new lanes of 40 westbound have opened right around the Clayton Bypass. And this morning, for the first time in many, many years on a typical weekday morning commute, we're not seeing any delays from 42 all the way up toward the Beltline.
Thanks, Brian. This morning, UNC Chapel Hill, they're preparing for a big visit from former Vice President Mike Pence. He's holding an event on campus to discuss what he calls saving America from the woke left. The visit comes as expectations rise for Pence to run for the 2024 GOP presidential nominee. And it is the second and final day for a TSA hiring event over at RDU. On Fox 50, we have more information. We'll see you over there.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
All right, we're looking at a WRL weather alert day for Friday. This is new today. We're under a level one risk for severe storms. I'll show you the timeline for the severe weather.
Plus, two crashes caused damage on Triangle roadways. The WRL breaking news tracker was on the scene at both.
And former Vice President Mike Pence will speak at UNC today. What you need to know if you want to attend that event.
A million people taking to the skies here at RDU, the airport now preparing for yet another busy travel season. Just ahead, a look at the steps they're taking to hire more staff and meet the new demand.
8:30 is the time you demand news, and that is why we are here for you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. You demand news and weather, and we're going to get to that first. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here with a look over Rocky Mount Mills. It's a nice day today.
It is. It's going to be a decent day for us. It's cool this morning in the 40s and 50s. We can see some sunshine, some blue sky there at Rocky Mount Mills. We do have a disturbance that's going to swing through this evening. That's going to send some clouds our way on and off today. Right now, we're looking at 54 degrees around the Triangle area. We're seeing some cloud cover here showing up on Futurecast between now and lunchtime. Expect some sunshine to break through like we're seeing over there in Rocky Mount. But once we get past lunchtime, we're going to see more of the clouds thickening up, and we'll see some showers that roll through. Around the time of the evening commute, we can see some patchy light rain. Some of that could be heavy in a few pockets as we get through the evening hours, and then that spreads eastward and dissipates closer to midnight. But we still have the chance of an isolated shower Thursday. Of course, Friday's the day that we're watching for severe storms. Mid-40s in Roxborough and South Hill, mid-50s in Fayetteville and Clinton, looking at mid-50s in the Triangle as well as Rocky Mount and Wilson, 53 degrees there in Southern Pines. Hour by hour, we'll warm up to 72 this afternoon, so it'll be a nice mild afternoon, especially if we see some sunshine through lunchtime. That'll help to warm things up. But starting around 5 o'clock, we'll have that potential for some scattered showers on through the evening. And coming up, we'll walk through the timeline for Friday's thunderstorms. Thanks, Elizabeth. Martin Luther King Parkway in Durham is clear this morning after a crash overnight. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was at the scene just before 3:30 this morning. Police say a driver ran a red light and crashed into another car, flipping it onto its side. There are no reports of any serious injuries.
And stoplights are working once again at this busy intersection this morning in Raleigh after a driver crashed right through there and knocked them out overnight. This happened just before midnight at Lewisburg and Fox Roads. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene as crews repaired that damage. Police say a driver didn't yield when turning and went off the road to avoid another car. The vehicle hit a power box and knocked out those lights. No one was hurt.
This morning, big crowds are expected at UNC Chapel Hill during a visit from former Vice President Mike Pence. This visit comes as expectations rise for Pence to run for the 2024 GOP presidential nominee. WRL's Naya Harden explains what's happening on campus today.
The former vice president is going to be speaking at the student union tonight at 7 o'clock. But before he arrives, people plan to protest. Several organizations and the UNC Chapel Hill Young Democrats plan to protest Pence's appearance. The former vice president, who has not announced he's running for president, will speak on what he calls saving America from the woke left. He'll also do a Q&A. The event comes just one day after President Biden announced he's running for re-election. It's being sponsored by Young America's Foundation. Experts believe the former vice president's timing shows he's trying to find out where he can pull core supporters.
Older Republicans have tended to support former President Trump. We know he's a candidate for the nomination, as are a couple of other Republicans. So I think Mike Pence is trying to find a lane to get the nomination. And if he gets great support on college campuses and elsewhere, he might declare his candidacy. If not, he may say it's not worth his time.
The event is free and open to the public tonight. You do have to get a ticket to be able to at least try to get in. Organizers say it's possible you may not get inside even if you do have a ticket. And we will be covering this throughout the day on WRAL News as well as the news app. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Chapel Hill.
A lawsuit has been filed by the parents of the 11-year-old girl who died in a crash at the Raleigh Christmas Parade. It reveals new details about what happened that day. Haley Brooks' parents are suing the driver of the truck that hit her, as well as several companies involved in the parade. The lawsuit alleges the 20-year-old driver, Landon Glass, was aware his emergency brake wasn't working. It also claims he didn't have a commercial license, and the pickup truck he was driving would not pass safety inspections. It also alleges he was driving on only 5 hours of sleep. The lawsuit names the dance company Haley was performing with, as well as the float company and the city organizations that put on the parade.
Hurricanes fans will be waiting until Friday night for another chance to see the team advance in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Canes fell short in their chance to clinch their first round series last night at PNC Arena. The New York Islanders came into Raleigh last night and left with a 3-2 win in Game 5. The Canes do maintain a 3-2 lead in the best of seven series. Adam Gold of 99.9 The Fan says despite injuries, the team has the mindset and speed to set them up for the next round.
It's still a team that could make the Stanley Cup Finals. I know people think that's crazy because they look at some of the other teams and all the star power that they've got.
Let it fly.
Coming up in 10 minutes, WRL's Casey Hintz breaks down what happened in Game 5, including that injury to Kane star Sebastian Aho.
Leaders from all across North Carolina are in Raleigh talking about the future of energy production in our state. The State Energy Conference is happening at the McKimmon Center at NC State. Engineers and local planners are sharing information about best practices and innovations. Governor Cooper will speak at the conference at 9:45 this morning. Heading into the busy summer travel season, staffing concerns are growing at airports. And today, the TSA is holding a recruiting event. WRL's Laura Levine explains what's being done to help make your next trip a smooth one.
A spokesperson with RDU tells me they are preparing for a record-breaking summer for travel. Currently, they have about 400 TSA workers here. They're hoping to add an additional 50 with this hiring event. Now, this event is happening until 3 o'clock this afternoon at the DoubleTree by Hilton RTP in Durham. This big hiring push is also happening in eastern North Carolina this week. Officials are working to get ahead of staff shortages before peak travel season. A national shortage of air traffic control has major airlines making schedule cuts this summer to prevent delays. American Airlines plans to slash services at two major New York airports, and both United and Delta are trimming up to 10% of flights. This will have a ripple effect at RDU.
Travelers coming from RDU mostly have connections through the New York airports, Dulles, those sort of things. So I, you know, be on top of and rechecking your flights if you do have flights booked this summer.
That travel agent also tells me with the reduced flight schedules this summer, that could mean the price of airfare could go up. So she says book accordingly. If you're interested in applying for a job here at RDU, head over to WREO.com where we have more details. Laura Levine, WREO News at RDU.
Coming up, a big honor for a magnet school right here in Wake County. We'll have that next.
And it was another chilly start to our day, but we're getting there. It's going to be a little warmer than yesterday, ultimately. This is a live look in Apex right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when our next chance for rain comes along and new information about a WREL Weather Alert Day Friday. is the time right now on our Wednesday morning. I know it's Wednesday, but we have a WRL weather alert issued for Friday. This just started overnight, Elizabeth.
Yeah, first thing this morning, we went under this level one risk for severe storms for Friday. And so we do have a WRL weather alert day in effect. Damaging winds would be our biggest threat. We could also have some flooding issues with this as well. Let's start off taking a look at Friday early in the morning, 4:30. We could be seeing some showers across the area. If you remember the timeline that we had on Saturday, we started Saturday morning with some showers and even a few isolated thunderstorms, not any severe weather. But then we had a break and then another round came through in the afternoon. Similar conditions here for Friday. You can see here at lunchtime, we start to see another wave of storms coming through. This is when we'd have a better chance of some of the stronger to severe storms. We could end up with some wind damage, and that's likely to continue on through around the time of the evening commute. It's a pretty start this morning, though. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills, some sunshine there on the water tower. Our temperatures are in the mid 50s across most of the viewing area right now, and we'll hit mid 60s by lunchtime. We'll have some sunshine on and off today. We'll hit 72 in Raleigh and Durham and 74 degrees in Fayetteville. So temperatures will be mild, but a few degrees below normal for this time of year. Of course, Friday, we have that WRL weather alert day, a high of 71, a chance of some showers and storms in the morning, and another round during the afternoon. Saturday continues to trend fairly dry, but we do have the 20% chance on just in case we see an isolated shower in the afternoon. And then Sunday is trending slower with the arrival of the rain. There's a separate front that comes through on Sunday. We'll see a high of 74. We're tracking that as well. We're looking at the potential for a WRL weather alert day for Sunday. Our temperatures have been cool the last couple of days. We're going to get a little closer to normal through the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But behind Sunday's front, we see another push of chilly air. And, you know, I wish we could see this happen in July, right? But it's really nice not to, you know, run headlong into summer the first day of May. Instead, on May 1st, we'll see 73, May 2nd, 70 degrees. So feeling nice and mild for us temperature-wise. So today and tomorrow, this evening, we'll have the potential for an isolated shower. And then Thursday will be mostly cloudy. And we couldn't rule out an isolated shower really at any point on Thursday. But we're looking at a small chance, a 20 to 30% chance. Of course, Friday, we're looking at two rounds of thunderstorms with the afternoon storms having the potential to be severe. And then on Sunday, we're watching for, at this point, maybe some evening storms and overnight. But keep checking in on Sunday. It's still 5 days out, so the timing on that may change a little bit. We'll continue to watch the trend, whether it's moving faster or slower. Monday and Tuesday look nice and quiet and mild with low 70s.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Carolina Hurricanes just couldn't quite slam the door on the New York Islanders last night, so they'll need to regroup after a Game 5 loss. And WRS Casey Hintz is at PNC Arena with a look at some of the bad breaks last night, including a puck that bounced off Sebastian Aho's face.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Last night's 3-2 loss to the New York Islanders was a game of two things. Plenty of chances, but also unfortunate breaks. Just goes to show just how tight the margin is during playoff hockey. But when you want to talk about bad bounces, none worse than Sebastian Aho taking a puck to the face that would eventually lead to the goal, and the unfortunate breaks kind of rolled from there.
That was a real tough one. You know, just, he's all messed up. Bounces right to their guy and taps it in. I mean, that's kind of how the night went for us. Just bounces didn't go our way tonight. That's plain and simple. I liked the way we played. Played hard. You know, we had a couple of mistakes that cost us, but there wasn't a ton of those. It was just the bounces didn't go our way.
Kind of didn't know what hit me. Just kind of came pretty quickly there, and obviously the guy was probably not aiming for my face either. But yeah, it's hockey. It happens.
Sebastian Aho, a warrior, he also said, hey, look, we know it's going to be hard this time of year. We were prepared for a long series. Hopefully we can go up to Long Island and do what we did the other night. Casey Hitz, WREL Sports, Raleigh.
Police say a woman hit a motorcycle on the NC State campus on purpose. They're calling it a road rage incident. Officers say the suspect and a motorcyclist got into an argument on Tuesday afternoon. During the heated conversation, the car hit the motorcycle twice, happened at Partners Way and Main Campus Drive, and then drove off. The victim was not hurt. The suspect is described as a woman driving a silver to gray Mazda Miata with temporary tags. If you have any information on the vehicle, campus police want to hear from you.
You know, playing outdoors is ideal. Sometimes, though, you have to take a break and find something to do indoors, especially if you have weekend after weekend with rain, right? And WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with some indoor play options for families with small children. Kathy?
You know, with the rain, we've really had to look indoors more. So right now on WRL.com's family section, we have an amazing list from our contributor, Jennifer Dumont-Zelik. It's perfect for parents with young children, especially toddlers who are looking for places to play.
They look pretty cool. Okay, what's the first one on the list?
Okay, Little Doodles. They have two Raleigh locations, one off of Glenwood Avenue, the other off of Falls of Neuse, and there's another place in Wendell. What we love about this place is there's toys. They have like a mini pirate ship, a doctor's office, fire truck, grocery store. The Glenwood Avenue location even has a STEM room with science and math activities.
Yeah, and there's learning opportunities here as well. Another pick on the list features STEM activities. Over the Moon in Cary. Tell us about this.
This is a great place, too. Over the Moon Play Space has a huge indoor area for kids to run around and climb. It's space-themed, so that's really fun. And there's a play zone with small ropes course, climbing wall, magnetic magnetile wall, and blocks. It's a great place for walking toddlers. And they also have a baby and toddler space for kids who are crawling. So we love that. And there's a workspace for parents, so that's facing the kids who are playing so you don't miss your kid.
There's a third pick as well. Music-based. You know, everybody loves a little music. And we're talking about, well, how do you say it? Notasium?
Notasium. Yeah. Locations in Cary and Durham. It's all about music and play. Music lessons are a big part of this, but they also have a big play space for kids. It's enclosed, so your toddlers can't escape. They even have little door handle guards. They have workspaces for parents that look out over the playroom. They have this big light-up floor piano, and there's also a large musical slide that can be tough for smaller children to navigate. But parents, if you've got your socks on, they have a basket filled with rescue sandals so that you can throw the sandals on, rescue your kid.
Rescue sandals. That is some great information right there. And everybody, you can read more about these places and see more picks for indoor fun by going to WRAL.com and searching indoor fun. Kathy, thank you.
A lot of fun things there. All right, seasonal allergies are making more people miserable this year, including myself. They're hitting a lot of adults for the very first time. Katie Beck tells us what's behind the increase and how you can reduce your risk.
New York school teacher Kiera Wilson spent her recent spring break feeling miserable.
Itchy throat, so much sneezing. I actually had to buy allergy medicine for the first time.
For the first time as an adult, Wilson is struggling through allergy season.
This year is much, much, much worse.
Allergist Dr. Stanley Feynman says he's hearing similar patient stories from first-time allergy fighters in their 30s and 40s.
I saw one just now, in fact, this morning, who was miserable.
Doctors say onset seasonal allergies are becoming more common because warmer temps are extending the window for pollen release.
This is kind of a pollen storm almost, and that can really bring on more symptoms.
So far in 2023, spring has been up to 3 weeks earlier in the Southeast and more than four in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Doctors say that those who are suffering should check the air quality reports before going outside, try and keep windows and doors shut, and seek testing for specific allergies because many treatments exist. And while colds and allergies sometimes look alike,
the difference is itching. So people who have allergies tend to have a lot of histamine release causing itching in their nose, itching in their eyes.
Wilson says medicine is helping with hers, but still a new battle she's fighting day to day.
And that was NBC's Katie Beck reporting.
Lawmakers rolled back the language in a bill regarding child vaccines. That bill originally said schools could not require a vaccine for students until it's been approved by the FDA for at least 3 years. New language added in a committee provides an exception if both the NC Medical Society and the NC Pediatric Society agree it is needed.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is opening up about some of the challenges he faced during the COVID-19 pandemic. Fauci says the political divide in the country and a broken healthcare system presented major hurdles in the effort to slow the spread of COVID. He says there were some positives, including the collaborative effort to develop a vaccine within 11 months of the first case. Fauci retired from public service last December.
A student nominated our WRAL Teacher of the Week, saying she makes students feel special in a way they could never imagine. Brian Schrader talks with a Johnston County teacher who helps students find their place in the theater.
Video news reporter, and she enjoyed it, but she wanted a change of pace.
I wanted to be a teacher since I was a kid, and so I kind of redirected that path and then went back to it.
Bottomley has been teaching for 16 years, first in the core subjects, and then a few years ago, Bottomley became the music and theater teacher at Cleveland Middle School in Johnston County.
Doing music and theater, you get to see kids find their place, even the ones that might not be the actors on the stage or the singers in the choir, the kids behind the scenes. I think every child, every person can find a place in the theater.
Bottomley says teachers, parents, and the local business community always come together to make those productions a reality and to give her students a place to shine.
They just put it all out there every year, and they just love doing it. And I love when they find their home out in the theater.
Dana Bottomley is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
You can look at all our honored teachers and nominate a teacher you'd like for us to recognize by going to WRL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
Social media is full this morning with tributes to the legendary Harry Belafonte. Civil rights attorney Ben Crum posted this photo of himself with Belafonte at an event. The trailblazing singer was well known for standing up for civil rights. And President Biden and former President Barack Obama are among those showing their respects for Belafonte. His advocacy for civil rights saw him march alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and he supported human rights around the world. He died yesterday at his home in New York. He was 96 years old. The best magnet elementary school in the nation is right here in Wake County. Washington Gifted and Talented Magnet Elementary won the title on Saturday at a conference in Texas. Administrators shared the news with their students this week. A total of 44 Wake County magnet schools were honored with National Merit Awards this year. It's just so amazing to see. I love that. All right, before we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.